Addressing a news conference in Khartoum earlier this week, Sudanese Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim hailed the Paris Club countries for forgiving Sudan $14.1 billion out of $23 billion in debt. In audio supplied by the government-run Sudan News Agency, Ibrahim said the decision to forgive the debt followed swift reforms the transitional government carried out over the past few months.
We started genuine economic and legislative reforms in the country, which convinced the international community that the transitional government is serious towards carrying out economic and legislative reforms in the country, and therefore we deserve this achievement.
The Paris Club is an informal group of creditor nations whose objective is to find workable solutions to payment problems faced by debtor nation. The countries are Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, India, Israel, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, Norway, Russia, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Paris Club officials say Sudan became eligible for debt relief after the International Monetary Fund accepted it last month into highly indebted poor countries or HIPIC initiative based on a commitment to macroeconomic reforms. Minister Ibrahim says Sudan will now be eligible to apply for loans with many international financial institutions without any obstacles as compared to previous decades. Ibrahim says the decision to forgive Sudan's debt will also open more doors for international investors to invest in the country without fear.
Our credit status is going to improve. This will enable international investors and partners to engage with us in providing more loans. We expect that the international financial institutions will now be in a position to fund Sudan in the coming period.
Sudan has been implementing aggressive IMF monetary reforms in the hopes of turning around its economy and attracting international investment and debt relief. In late February, the government devalued and floated the local currency in a bid to address economic imbalances and curb foreign exchange trade in the black market. In June, Sudan lifted all subsidies on gasoline and diesel and declared that fuel prices would be determined by the cost of importing fuel and transporting gas and diesel, as well as the taxes profit margins. The International Monetary Fund announced last month that Sudan reached what is called the decision point in the HIPIC program to relieve debt on heavily indebted poor countries, and is now eligible for debt relief totaling $50 billion. Ibrahim says the money saved from the debt relief will be used to improve local production and provide basic services to Sudanese citizens.
We will be in a position to save the cash that we are supposed to pay as debt to be used in development. And that way, our local currency will be stronger. This can also be transferred to supply the basic services such as education, health, and infrastructures, among many others.
Ibrahim called on citizens to be patient with the transitional government as it works to build new Sudan.
Any economic reforms require enough time because we are intended to address it drastically and transfer the resources to the productive and services sectors accordingly. That is why we need our people to bear with us and have more patience.
Sudan owes another $20.3 billion to non-Paris Club countries, including Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and China. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.